with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some Greeks who had come to worship at the Passover feast came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. I am troubled now, yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. But it was for this purpose that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd there heard it and said it was thunder, but others said an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now is the time of judgment on this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out, and when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this, indicating the kind of death he would die.
The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Looking for a fresh start. Now, this last week, as the students, you guys were on spring break, I decided to go off and do my annual five-day silent retreat. And it was beautiful. It was scenic. It was contemplative. The weather was incredible. For this time of year, we avoided the hail. And so then as Wednesday night rolled around, I found myself after eating dinner and going to the chapel to pray a little bit, joining the monks for night prayer, Compline, I was a little tired. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to go to bed early tonight. I might join them early tomorrow morning. And so there I was finishing up part of my kind of Lenten observance and had a drink of water, turned off the light and laid down to get some rest. And as I struggled, and being tired, I struggled to fall asleep. It's kind of a weird thing for me. And not much longer later, I felt this little pain in my side. And as I lay there, only a few minutes really passed before I began to realize, I think I know what this pain means. Shortly thereafter, I got this hunch that as I was lying in bed, if you don't get up and go now, it's likely to get much worse. Parents probably know where this is headed, if not all of us, right? And so there I was, and I realized, as much as I didn't want to, as much as I knew the uncomfort of the unforeseen future, I decided I better get up and walk down to the community bathrooms. And as I did that, I found myself saying the words of Jesus in our gospel today, "Father, save me from this hour. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a single grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit." For the next 3 hours, I made an act of the will to do exactly what I dreaded, what I really hate almost above anything else in life, and I set out to vomit 6 times to get rid of the poison within. For us as Catholic Christians, when we read and we sing the psalm that we did today, "Create a clean heart in me, O God," we realize that just as our Lord endured his own passion and invites us to accompany him on the cross, we know too that it will take an act of the will for us as well. Right? In order to receive God's mercy and compassion and the goodness that he desires to give us, to wipe out our offense and thoroughly wash us from our guilt and of our sin, as the prophet Jeremiah said in our first reading today, then we have to get up, we have to die to self and respond to the hunch, that prompting, the invitation that God has given to us. Not to go down a hallway to a bathroom, but rather to the sacrament of confession. And to be honest with you, I think so often today, people are so uncomfortable to accept that invitation of the Lord, right? And it can be for many different reasons. There can be many different things, again, to use the words of Christ, that trouble us, that human emotion. And people, no matter how young or old, can choose the anxious nausea of sin over that free feeling, or they can try to medicate it in whatever ways that they can, but the poison still remains. Right? And eventually, it compounds or leaves us addicted to those coping mechanisms that we try to disregard that prompting of the Lord. And this includes all of us, right? Myself included at times. And it includes all of us because we're no different than the people of Jeremiah in the first reading today. Right? Jeremiah recounts there that all of us were called by Christ. Granted, he's saying called by God because he's an Old Testament prophet. He says that the Lord came to take us by the hand, to lead all of us, not out of slavery in Egypt, but out of slavery to sin. And Jesus comes in a personal way, right? He does that to lead us out of slavery to the ramifications of original sin and the waters of baptism. He's called us to this new life, to a promised land, the very fruits of his salvific work for us. But then how often do we turn around and just kind of make void on that covenant, breaking void of that covenant through our sin? But luckily for us, the story of salvation doesn't end there, right? Because for us, as Jesus tells us today, whoever loses his life for my sake will preserve it for eternal life, which means that we have hope. We have hope in the sacrament of confession, that which he bestowed upon the apostles in numerous times in scriptures, most notably at Pentecost, when he desires to prepare the church that he has just founded. And he says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I give you this authority, he says. And that's the place for us to receive that very blood and water which flows forth from his cross to where he came in justice and mercy. Justice because of how much he hates sin, and mercy because he was willing to shed his life so that we wouldn't have to die to our sin. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. You know, St. Maximilian Kolbe once said, the most deadly poison of our time is indifference. And so I say this to you as a loving father, not as some oppressive representative of some hierarchy or institution, but as a father to my children, I beg you, do not be indifferent to the compassionate and merciful love of God given to us in confession. Jesus Christ has given us the priest in the sacrament of confession, as Father Mike Schmidt says, as a trash can, a place that we can go to be emptied out, yes, oftentimes in a difficult way and something we're uncomfortable with, but for the sake of getting rid of the poison of sin in our life. Jesus has written this work of salvation upon our hearts, upon the heart of the church, and upon the heart of the story of salvation, as Scripture tells us, and he desires that for us. No matter how uncomfortable it may be for us, this death to self, the voicing of the poison of our lives reduces its power over us, and it allows the promise of God to Jeremiah to ring true in our lives as well. He will forgive our evil doing, and he shall remember our sin no more. As we conclude this Lent of Love, as I've been preaching on, if we share vulnerably our weaknesses and our failures and continually ask for forgiveness by frequenting the sacrament of confession, then like an old couple, wise in years of marriage, we will be capable of offering it to those entrusted to our care. Maybe our children now, for you college students, maybe your children one day, but also our coworkers, our neighbors, everyone the Lord has placed into our life. And it will allow us, through our death to self, to bear fruit like the apostles in the gospel today, being able, because of our witness, to become a gateway for others to find the good, merciful, and compassionate Christ. So as uncomfortable it was for me on Wednesday night, so may confession be to you. Yet it is the path by which sinners can return to Christ, where we can encounter the gospel and the truth of Jesus' merciful love for us in a new way, and where we can find a renewed spirit, and where God can give you and me back the joy of salvation.